We continue 6 lines down from the top on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going back to the discussion now on the oil, Shemen Akum, which initially in the Mishnah was prohibited. And we saw already later on, we saw already in Daf Lamed Vav, that Rebbe Ubeis Dino, Rebbe Yehuda, I'm sorry, Rebbe Yehuda Ubeis Dino permitted it. Rebbe Yehuda being Rebbe Yehuda Nisiya, not to be confused, as Tosfos says, with his grandfather, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, but rather Rebbe Yehuda Nisiya refers to the later Amora, his grandson. So now the Gemara continues 6 lines down from the top. Continuing in that discussion, Mistamech ve'ozel Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah akasve de Rabbi Simloi Shamei. Rabbi Simloi was the attendant of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was leaning on his shoulders. Amrle, and Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Simloi, Simloi, my attendant, lo hayisa emesh. Were you not in the Beis Medrash for the breaking news where we finally permitted Shemen Akum? Amar Lo, Rabbi Simloi responded, Biyameinu tatir af esapas. In my days, forget permitting Shemen Akum, we should also permit Pas Akum, which would save us a whole lot of trouble. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah said back to him, "Im kein karulan beis din asharia." If we do that and we permit pas akum, even though it sounds like you're right, we really should. But if we continue to be lenient and permit these things, we're going to get a name. They're going to call us a permissive beis din, and we don't want to give off that. We don't want to have that reputation following us around. So we're going to stay machmir with regards to pas akum. Ditznan. How do we know that there is even a concept of people labeling certain bati dinim as permissive ones? Ditznan, hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer ish tzreda al ayal kamsa dachin, or dachan, that they testified that this ayal kamsa, this certain grasshopper, which was called an ayal, was tahor. It was permissible to eat. It was one of the grasshoppers that are kosher. Va'mashka beis mat b'chaya dachin, and the drink, the that was in the Beit Matbachaya. Rashi says, Hadam b'hamayim zhein b'beis hamitbachayim shebe'azara, t'chein, that liquid, those liquids are not going to contract or create ritual impurity. Va'al diyikrav l'misa misa'oyv. And anyone who touches a corpse, they would be tamei. That already is a strange question, what the Gemara is going to get into later. What do you mean an enactment, the testimony that if you touch a corpse you become tamei? That's a biblical prohibition, but we're not going to get there now. The point is that there were two issues here, Ayal Kamsa and Mashke Beit Meduchaya, that this Beis Din, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer testified about this particular Beis Din, that they permitted. Fokaru Le Yosef, the Karule Yosef Sharia, and they called this Beis Din Yosef Sharia, Yosef's Beis Din, who was very permissive. So said Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, I don't want to continue to be makel here because we're going to be labeled as a permissive Beis Din. So the Gemara says, not the Gemara, Rabbi Simloi said back to him, Amrele, hold on a second, Hasam Sharatlas. Over there are three things where they were makel. Which, when you look at it, it doesn't seem that there are three, because the third one, they were machmir, said that you're tameh. So Rashi explains later on that when you touch a corpse, your tameh is actually a leniency. So we'll have to get there in a little bit. So there are three leniencies. Umar sharechada, but you've only permitted one thing. You're not such a makel guy. You only permitted shemen akum. V'ishari mar chada. Achrisi, akasi tartin hu dahavian, and if you only matir pas akum as well, so you have two against three. So they're not going to call you a permissive Beis Din because the other guy is three. That's why they called him a permissive Beis Din. So let's go ahead and be mevatel the gezeira against pas akum, and you'll be fine. Amrle, Rabbi Yehuda Nesi answered him, you're right. If I only matir two, it would be fine. and it's only three, that would be a problem. However, anashare achrisi, I've already been lenient in another case. So this would be then my third leniency, which I don't want to take on upon myself. Maihi, what is this second leniency? Titnan, it's about gitin. Zagitechim lobasi mikana shtemasar chodesh, shemes psoch shtemasar chodesh, eno get. Vitani Allah Rabbaseinu, he tirulinase. It's the Beis Din that permitted the oil. So what is this case? If a man says to a woman, I'm giving you this get, and if I don't come back in a year, we're divorced. And let's say he dies before the year, and it's figured out when, let's say, in Beis Din, they testify that he died within 12 months. So the question is, the Mishnah says it's not a good get. Why is it not a good get? Because 12 months didn't elapse. He died before the get took effect, which would have been at the end of 12 months. Therefore, if she died childless, then there's an obligation. The husband died childless. There's an obligation for the wife to perform yibum with her brother-in-law. But Taniela, however, there was another group of Rabboseinu who said, no, she is allowed to get married right away, that it is a valid get. And who is this group? It's that same Beis Din that permitted the oil, the Shemen Akum, which is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. What's their rationale? How would they allow this woman to get married? How can you claim that this is a valid get? Savri leik Rabbi Yossi, de'amar zmano shel shtar mochiach lav. They follow like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and we'll discuss this a little more in detail as we continue with the daf. That Rabbi Yossi says the Zman of the Shtar proves that the divorce was stipulated from the time, from the moment he gave her the get. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says even if the husband doesn't explicitly stipulate and say the get is valid, the get will take effect from now if I don't come back in a year, that clearly is a retroactive statement. So therefore, if he dies in 6 months, the get is retroactive from 6 months before that, 6 months prior. But if he doesn't say it, that's questionable. But Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that once there's a Zman in the Shtar, that the Shtar is dated the first day of Adar, therefore, it's retroactive to the date in the get, even if he doesn't mention it explicitly when he made the stipulation, because the Zman in the Shtar is Mochiach. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, that she is considered divorced, and she can marry whoever she would like, assuming that it's not a coin. So that already is the second leniency. Adding on a third leniency would be too much. It's fascinating to see this discussion that they felt that Pas Akum was not a necessary gezera any longer, even in the times of the Gemara, but because of this concern that his Beis Din would be perceived as a permissive Beis Din, he refused to nullify the Takana, and we still have the Takana and that gezera even till this day. Fascinating. Anyways, continues the Gemara. Va'amar Rabbi Abba wants to argue and says as follows: Amar Rabbi Abba braid Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya hor of lahodu lo kol shaito va'amar la kol siyato. He said, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya's opinion was never even followed. So don't even say that it's considered a lenient opinion that people follow. No one even took that. No one followed that psak, and therefore, it wouldn't even necessarily be considered as a second leniency, because no one would have followed it anyways. Now the Gemara goes on a bit of a tangent, and then it will come back to show the rationale and conclude, essentially, that yeah, even if they didn't follow his psak, nevertheless, it was a permissive ruling from the Beis Din, and therefore this would be a third one, and he wouldn't want to do it. Anyhow, the Gemara goes on a little bit of a tangent, and says as follows: Amar le Rabbi Elazar le Ahu Saba Kisha Risua la Alter Shirisua de lo Asi Odum la Achashem Shachodesh Tai Kaim le Tanoi. Based on that case in Gittin, where he says, this is your get if I don't come back in a year, and he dies within 6 months. So you, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, permitted her to get married. Did you permit her to get married and say that the get is valid? Did you permit the marriage right away after 6 months? Or you wanted her to wait 12 months and then get married? That was the question that Rabbi Elazar asked. The Gemara, and then the Gemara says, the Gemara asks on that question, V'tiboy l'cha amas nisin, why are you only asking on Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah's case? The Mishnah itself in Gittin has a very similar case. Harei ze gidech me'achshav, im lobasi mikan at 12 chodesh, o meis b'soch 12 chodesh have a get, da'i kayim le'tanoi. There it says, the man says to the woman, here is your get, and it takes effect from now if I don't come back in a year, and he dies within the year. The get is valid, for sure. But the question is, can she get married right away because the Tanai was fulfilled? Or do we wait after 12 months? So you could ask the question on the Mishnah too. Why are you focusing only on Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah's opinion about whether it takes effect immediately or only after 12 months? So the Gemara answers, Enachanami, you're right. Its question is valid on both opinions. Elamishumta Havis Behu Minyana, but because he was part of the discussion already with Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, he figured he'll ask the same question about, since Rabbi Elazar was involved in the Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, so he wanted to ask the question on Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah's opinion. But the question of Rabbi Elazar is valid, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah's opinion, or the Mishnah's opinion. That's that. But the bottom line, before we continue, and we'll continue later, when we get to Abaye's statement, the bottom line is that we have Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah refused to nullify the Gezerah of Pasakum because this would have been his third leniency, and he did not want to be perceived as a permissive Beis Din, and as a result, Pasakum is still prohibited to this day. But as it pertains to the Gemara, we have now discussed, and we're going to continue to discuss the case in with regards to the get, how Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah comes up with his view to permit this woman to marry immediately after the death, or even just say the get is permitted, even though he didn't stipulate me'achshav, and that we'll get to with Abaye.